WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The man has come around!
It's Monday night, and you know what it means. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If you have an Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Sports Channel. By clicking the purple button below the screen, you can use Craig Kerr, Ryan Soccer, Lindsay Ward, and the Fortnite Adam Shepard, Epic Game Circus, hashtag Epic Partner. There's a lot to get into. Somebody's pregnant. We're going to talk all
about it. Not me.
Not her. I'm a producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Lindsay, not pregnant Ward. We're throwing that out there right now. Yes, we are building to Clash in Paris. We had some big announcements, some big surprises, some not so big surprises, but still very happy news because it was forecasted. And yeah, we're going to talk all about it.
So let's talk about it. They teased a big announcement on Monday Night Raw throughout the show. And then as they go through the break, they tease a podcast that's dropping right now with Stephanie McMahon. Her guests are Trinity and Jimmy Uso. And then they have Naomi come to the ring and, you know, they show the footage of Big Jim making the announcement that she's pregnant. Because everyone needs to proceed with caution because there's a baby on board. And then Steph made her actually say it, that she's pregnant and having a baby.
I mean, get to say it. Like, I was a little sad that, like, he got to say it. It's still exciting for him. Like, don't get me wrong. I kind of wish she got to say it. So, like, to make sure that, like, she also got to say it is like, a nice thing.
You could tell she was nervous talking about it.
I don't think she really wanted to go public with it just yet. She's kind of like, I don't know about this.
If she didn't have that title, she could just slip in the background and nobody would have known for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. But it's happy news. I'm excited for them. Like, this is their first kid together. I know they've been trying and waiting for a really long time to do this. So congratulations to both of them. I hope it is an easy, lovely, wonderful pregnancy for Naomi. I hope she has no problems. And Jimmy, be supportive. Be supportive. Get that woman whatever she wants. I mean it. Take care of her. Look after her and get her everywhere craving she wants. Thank you. She's pregnant. Yes. Hey, she's pregnant.
She is. She is pregnant. It continued. She said, told Adam Pearce, bet you're happy for me, but I ain't relinquishing shit to you this time.
Right.
She said her hormones.
I like how they brought that up.
She said her hormones were jumping and told him to go to hell and get out of her face. Did the na 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 hey hey goodbye song. See, the women backstage better should thank Big Jim because they had no chance to take the title off of her. Because you know that thanks to Big Jim, he likes to do that little Netflix and chill, if you know what I mean. And then they cut to a Naomi fan in the crowd who's dressed up all in the caution gear. And her reaction was great.
Oh my god.
And it goes on the bright side. I guess the bloodline continues, baby. She held up her custom title. A baby Uso chant was go through the crowd here in Philly. She said she would give the heifers a chance to do whatever they want for the next 9 months or so, and she said she'd be coming back to pick up where she left off, even if she's holding the child and breastfeeding. And whoever has the title when I do, I strongly advise you proceed with caution.
That was a nice little farewell for her.
It was. It was a great mixture of character and real life person.
Yeah. She brought up this is not the first time I've had to give up a title. Leave.
Yeah.
I'm doing this on my own. It's like, good for you. Good for you. I'm proud of you, honey. Good for you. Yeah, that's why baby was trending. But yeah, this is the most wonderful news that we could hope for. And this is, this was pretty much hardcore Parkour broadcast last week with the Stephanie show and like the fact that they were talking about babies and getting pregnant and leaving and coming back. And so it was kind of like when that happened, it was sort of like, yeah, okay, she's pregnant. Because when they made the announcement last week that she's not medically cleared and it's very mysterious and nobody really knows what's going on, it's like, well,
you know,
there's only a handful of things it could actually be. And pregnant was exactly where my mind went.
Everyone's did.
Yeah, it's like she's got to be pregnant. There's no way she's not. She's got to be. That's the only way they would handle this, because, you know, they don't just immediately pull you from in-ring competition when you're perfectly healthy for anything less.
That is very, very true.
So congratulations to the happy couple. May everything go swimmingly, as it already has.
Indeed. Backstage, Io Sky was talking with Asuka and Kairi Sane, and Asuka apologized and said, you know, if you know, we need help, we got your back. And he was like, I don't need your help again. So it was Io Sky versus Raquel Rodriguez in a good match. Io Sky would end up getting the win afterwards. Roxanne Perez got involved. 2-on-1 beatdown on Io Sky when everyone's favorite Rhea Ripley showed up to make the save.
Mommy looking after her girl.
She has a new tattoo.
She does. Looks good.
Backstage, Io thanked Rhea for helping her. Asuka and Kairi showed back up. Asuka wasn't happy at all. So you let her help and not us? And Asuka was taking issue with all of that, and Io kind of crashed out a little bit on them. And then Asuka told Rhea to stay out of their business. Also, my favorite part of it was then they kept the camera on Rhea as she did the walk-by of the locker room area, where she got injured from last year when Liv shoved her into the wall. They kind of just revisited it, just, you know, slightly. It's a nice little added.
Set a little touch.
Set a little Easter egg there. Yeah.
I also liked how they panned back to the crowd from that, too.
Yeah, it was good. Good camera work. It was... good.
Like in terms of the EO stuff, there's little tension brewing there with EO and Asuka and Kairi and Rhea. They're not quite ready to fight about it, but they're getting close. Like there's some simmering going on between Asuka and Rhea for EO's love. We'll see who wins.
It's Penta versus Xavier Woods, and despite his forecasting on Twitter and trying to search for help from Petey Williams, he was unable to counter the Mexican Destroyer as so Penta sad. Got the win.
This was a really good match. This was very enjoyable.
It was.
Like, I like this tremendously. I wouldn't mind seeing it again, honestly. But yeah, you had Kofi and Grayson at ringside doing their thing and, you know, healing it up, as it were.
Looks like we're going to get... Kofi versus Penta next.
I'm fine with that. I'll take that. I won't complain about it.
It was the Judgment Day's Finn Balor and JD McDonagh taking on Dragon Lee and Mr. Iguana from AAA. Solid match. You had shenanigans involved towards the end. But go ahead.
Good for Mr. Iguana, number one. But two, did you see Finn's ribs?
Yeah.
Holy crap, they're bruised up.
He had a rough run over the weekend.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the Balor puppet did not make an appearance.
Which you could buy a WWE shop for $100. Went so mad because of the price. But what can you do?
I mean, they could maybe charge a little bit less, but it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Dom was doing some damage to Dragon Lee after the match. El Hijo del Vikingo, I think it is, showed up, made the save. But in the end, Judgment Day stood tall. Dom hit the frog splash, and Judgment Day celebrated.
Dom holding up both titles. The crowd kind of couldn't tell if they were like, felt like they were kind of mixed a little bit.
A little bit. They're supposed to boo Dom, but also wanted to cheer Dom.
He's kind of in that awkward phase where it's like, God, you're such an irredeemable little shit, but it's really hard to hate you because you're so good at what you do. You know, It's one of those.
It is one of those, yeah. Becky Lynch was being interviewed by Jackie Redmond talking about her, why she attacked Natty last week. And Becky's like, I didn't attack her. She attacked me. I was giving Maxine a pep talk after the match and Natty shoved me. She just defended herself and she'll prove tonight that Natty doesn't belong in the ring with her. Becky versus Natty, good match. Lots of arm submissions in this one. Mm-hmm. In the end, Becky retained the championship, making Natty tap out to the disarmer. She then beat up on Maxine Dupri until Nikki Bella made the save. They threw hands. Nikki hit the Rack Attack 2.0 to leave the champ laying.
Glad Nikki got the specific area fixed. Glad that's all good.
No, she is not. She is not. She's waiting to get it all fixed. She's going to get a whole
everything
thing.
Everything looked fine.
Everything's fine. She talked about how she's going, once everything's done, she's going to get the girls fully done and fixed.
Respect that. I mean, it doesn't make sense to get that fixed right now if you're wrestling. But yeah, no, I'm glad at least everything is like back where it should be, I guess. Like, I don't know how you would relocate that without surgery. So good on the doctor that did it. But yeah, no, the match between Natty and Becky was really good. It was a much more submission style match, which, you know, is always fine because it's Natty and she's a submission expert. So, you know, she should be doing it. And then, you know, the little bit between Nikki and Becky was a nice touch with Nikki standing tall. Becky showing a moment of weakness.
A little bit. But yeah, I don't know how you get a boob implant from the rib area up back. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I feel like you would push it. Like, you would just, like, push against, like, the implant carefully and just kind of sort of, like, manipulate it. You know how you push, like, air out of something?
Yeah.
I feel like it, like, a bag or something. I feel like it would kind of be like that.
Is that how you adjust the I don't know.
I feel like that's how it would go. Because there's, like, muscles on your ribs. So there's, like, I think it's, like, just in between, like, a layer of muscle or something. I'm not a physician. I don't know. Don't ask me things, but I feel like that's what it would be like. But still, that, it wouldn't be comfortable for anybody involved.
I don't think it's comfortable for anyone involved. That is very, very true. We got to see Judgment Day and Dom talking with El Grande Americano. And, you know, Bella West was all about it. Don't worry about it. Just making sure that Judgment Day stays on top.
He's being helpful.
There was also a video with Bailey. She's hearing the voices in her head. They're talking to her.
Bailey, honey, you're not Randy, okay? I love you, but there's only one man that's allowed to have voices in his head. They counsel him. They understand.
They talk to him.
They talk to him.
At the end, it says, how about a hug?
So is she going to become like creepy Bailey? Is that where we're going with this?
I don't know.
Is the Wyatt Six going to adopt her?
I don't think so.
Like, they couldn't get Alexa, and so they're going to get Bailey?
I don't think the Wyatt Six get a hold of her. I don't think that's where this is going. Jackie Redmond was interviewing Sheamus. Rusev showed up. They started the fight, and Adam Pearce just kind of crashed out on them and blew a gasket. Had security break them up. But they'll beat one final time, and he was very adamant. One more time. That's it. One more time. A clash in Paris. A good old-fashioned Donnybrook.
I mean, 1 point. Adam Pearce has had just a rough couple weeks with things. You know, he's just, things have not been easy for that man. So I understand him being upset and, you know, just being like, you know what? That's it. You guys are just going to fight in Paris. I'm done with this shit. Like, I respect that tremendously.
Monday Night Raw opened with The Vision coming to the ring. Paul Heyman talked about being in Philadelphia, but here he is a god and a goat. He put over Seth Rollins, put over Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker, the owner of the Shula Fala. Fans were chanting OTC, but they were actually chanting Paul Lee, which they ended up doing. He then turned things over to the man that pinned Roman Reigns twice out of WrestleMania, Seth Rollins, but before he could, Jey Uso came through the crowd, had a little kids chanting Yeet, which was nice. That was fun. He talked about how he was tired of hearing from The Vision and threatening his family. Talked about fighting Bron Breakker later tonight. Rollins is trying to hype him up, Bron Breakker up. Say that Jey can beat you. He thinks his family is more important than yours. And Bron Breakker's getting all fired up. Heyman then questioned Jey, interrupting them in Philadelphia. He said men settle their differences in nearby bingo halls by having matches with no DQs and no countouts. He talked about smashing beer cans like the Sandman and being a gangster like New Jack or smoking the competition like Rob Van Dam. innovating like Sabu, bringing the tables like the Dudley Boys, and then mentions the late, great Tommy Dreamer, who is not dead yet.
He's not dead. He's fine.
But it should be, according to them.
Well, I mean, you know.
Jay said,
I don't think he should be.
I don't think he should be. But Jay said, great minds think alike, because they're in Philadelphia. And before he got to the ending line of, we only need extreme rules, he tried to get Philly to whoa, and all it did was yeet every time. He tried to get him to do whoa, and he tried like two or three times, and the answer was like, no, we just want to yeet. So they yeet it to end the segment.
I mean, you know, again, like you do, you just, sometimes you just gotta yeet. You just gotta let it out. And yeah, so they
did.
They yeeted.
I liked all Heyman's ECW references. They were well put through. They were well done.
They were. It was really well done.
So throughout the show, CM Punk was trying to convince people we need to stay on the same page. He interrupted LA Knight, and they got to be on the same page. And Knight's like, issues aren't personal, but it's just business. We need to work together, Punk is saying. And LA Knight's like, okay, whatever. I'm leaving with the title at Clash. He also tried to get Jay involved, and Jay's like, we're good, but I don't need help. I got this. We're good. Yeet. Which then brought us to our main event. It's Jey Uso, Bron Breakker, Extreme Rules. Jey Uso with his New Jack impression. Coming out dressed kind of like New Jack. And bringing the shopping cart full of weapons to the ring. We had chairs and tables. All different things. Wild brawl match to end the night. And then a bunch of people that got interfered. Bronson Reed interfered. LA Knight came in. Seth Rollins came in. CM Punk came in. CM Punk got bumped into LA Knight and putting him through a table. Bron Breakker then, you know, was getting involved with some more. Jey Uso was getting involved. Then Roman Reigns came out. He speared Bron Breakker took a spear. Took a Superman punch to Bronson Reed. Jey would get the win after splashing Bron Breakker through a table. Roman and Jey stood tall. To end Monday Night Raw. Crazy ending.
A good ending.
Yeah. Good match. Lots of fun.
I think Braun and Jay mixed really well together. I think the Extreme Rules is definitely up Braun's alley because he's just terrifying. And Bronson did not get Roman's shoes this time.
No, Roman kept his shoes. That should be the big story. Roman Reigns did keep his shoes.
But he didn't get the other ones back. He didn't get his hands on the Shula Fala, but he did get to keep his shoes.
He did, in fact. Get to keep the shoes, which is always very helpful.
Yeah, but this is no offense to Braun, but I like how they've kind of like reset the dynamic a little bit now that Seth is back, and they are now playing to Braun's strengths better, which is good. And they're allowing him to shine in the ring, which is really where he can shine, and that's important. And then Bronson can keep doing what Bronson has been doing, which is good.
Yeah,
and they're coming together a lot better in this form of the group. Like, I think allowing others to talk for Bron Breakker and only having him speak really when it will be impactful for him is perfect.
Wisecracks are better for him.
Yeah, so much better. Like, not that what he was doing was bad before, but it just didn't play to who we know him as a character. Yeah. And you could tell that it was like, in comparison to some of the other talent that he was working with, especially when like he's trying to like do a promo battle with Roman, you could just see that it's like, these two are not equal. They are not on the same level at all. You could tell that Braun almost felt a little awkward and uncomfortable at times doing the promo battle. So this will be much better for him, and this will allow him to shine a lot more until those skills kind of continue to improve. But we do get Steiner out of it.
We did get some more Steiner math out of it. That is what we did. Which is always good. But that was Raw. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm. A good build to Clash.
We still have another Raw to go to Clash. But this will be the last Raw post show till September. I think we're back September 8th. I think that's the idea. Because they're going overseas for 2 weeks. So can't talk about it. But that's okay. But we will be talking things this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion of some kind. We have no idea what that's going to be yet. But tune in. It is the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, They will preview Clash in Paris at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wrestle Talk Radio. And as mentioned, we will not be back until September 8th for the Raw post show. I know. We'll figure things out as they go. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite Out Shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SomeOfLynn'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Special, presented as always by MBG Fams, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock and right back here in 2 weeks for the Raw Post Show. Live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.